Good morning or afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you?
I am being charged by you guys for some reason. I don't even know who you are or why you're charging me $39.95 a month.
Okay, give me one
Please.
Moment. Give
yes.
One moment. All right. If I may have your zip code, please, sir.
33703.
33703.
Correct.
May I have your first and last name?
Stephen Aubin, last name A-U-B-I-N.
Okay. Allow me to explain what this is. Give me one moment. Can you verify your shipping and your mailing address for me, please, sir, so I can make sure I pulled up the correct account?
242 45th Ave Northeast, St. Petersburg.
Thank you for that. One moment. So when you entered into a contest or a sweepstakes win of iPhone, Dyson vacuum cleaner, or an iPad, et cetera, you are automatically enrolled in a meal plan. And that, instead, according to the terms and conditions, it told you that you'll be automatically enrolled in a meal plan. So the meal plan costs $39.85, which is their monthly subscription for the meal plan. That automatically.
Well, you can stop right there, because when mm-hmm. that happened, I immediately disenrolled.
Oh,
and
okay.
I heard nothing from them. And you guys have been ripping me off for months now. I mean, you guys have hundreds of dollars from me. And I'm getting ready to sue. I want this all reimbursed.
Okay, give me one moment.
Every
sir.
Bit of it.
Give me one moment. One moment. All right, so you know, all this was just an app that focuses on how to eat healthy, cut out sugar and carb cravings. And so,
you know, it doesn't matter what it is. I didn't use it. I didn't subscribe to it. I was interested in the vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is set up to automatically enroll you. It's a ripoff. It should be illegal. If it's not illegal, it's highly unethical. And I did not sign up for it. And I was very clear when I saw it happening, I took every step I could to get out of it. And I assumed it was done, but I didn't know it was still charging me.
Yes, sir.
So I don't care what it was.
Okay.
You can describe it. I know this is your job, and I'm not mad at you.
Oh, I understand. Trying to see. I'm giving one moment. So, all right. So I can just go ahead. Give me one second.
Yep.
You one moment, sir. Mm-hmm. Trying to see how I can assist you with this. I can offer you a 50% refund, 50% of your money back.
Of all my money back?
50% of your money back.
How, what sort of, what do you mean, for this month?
For this month and next month, the December 31st and January 30th. And I would have to transfer you to my supervisor to refund you the rest of the money that I, for the dates I cannot issue you a refund.
Look, I'm going to go to my bank and I'm going to tell them about it and they're going to get all my money back. I mean, I just.
Okay, I can offer you.
You have unsubscribed me, right? Am
mm-hmm.
I unsubscribed?
Yes.
All right.
I can offer you a 75% refund, 75% of your money back.
I want 100% of my money back.
Okay. All right, hold on for one moment. I'm going to give your cancellation number, look for your refund in 3 to 5 business days, and I need to transfer you to a supervisor so you can issue your refund on the dates that I cannot issue your refund
right.
on, okay? And your cancellation okay. number is, let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Hang on. I'm ready.
920-40-40.
86-86-50. 920-40-86-50.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right.
And hold on. My name is Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. Hold on for one moment. Do not hang up. One moment. Hold on one second. One second, I do apologize.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me one moment. I'm about to transfer you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to say thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. Enjoy your day, but don't hang up. I'm transferring you to a supervisor to refund you the date sign
I will authorized hold on.
To you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.